Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of God, there are a number of questions and misconceptions which are found amongst Muslims. And one of the questions that we're going to address today is that what made the Almighty create mankind? Now, this is a question which has bothered a number of people. Many philosophers, many religious scholars have tried to contemplate and they have to try to reflect on the answer of this question, and they have come up with various answers. But the fact of the matter is that we have no definite knowledge of this answer, simply because the Quran is silent on this issue and the Almighty has chosen not to reveal an answer to this question. It also needs to be understood that the guidance which is provided by the Quran is the essential guidance which is needed for man for salvation. There are a number of questions of which we are not aware of, the answers of which we are not aware of, simply because the Almighty chose not to reveal the answers of those questions. So therefore, the correct attitude in this regard would be to stay silent and to just submit to the Almighty. And the fact of the matter is that perhaps this, the answer to this question would be revealed when we meet him, inshallah, sometime on the Day of Judgment. Another thing which is important is that the Quran itself has pointed out to a certain question which it has actually cited in its text to sort of educate us and tell us that there are a number of questions of which we can have no knowledge, and there are questions which are only whose answers are known only to God. Thus, for example, you find that in Surah Bani Israel, it is cited that there were people who asked the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ about the nature of wahi or revelation, what it was. So the words of this question which are cited in Surah Bani Israel are, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask you, O Prophet, about the nature of wahi or revelation. So the answer which is to be given to them is also directed to the Prophet in the following words, قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Tell them, O Prophet, that revelation or wahi is from among the matters of God. وَمَا أُوْتِيْتُمْ مِنْ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you have been given very little knowledge. So therefore, it has to be understood that there are matters in which we have very little knowledge or absolutely no knowledge at all. And if we try to come up with an answer, we would actually be trying to do something which is beyond our ambit, which is beyond our scope, which is beyond our realm of knowledge. And we should not do so. This was a question which only the Almighty could have answered. And of course, if in the absence of this answer, we can get to no definite answer. And the best thing is to stay silent in this regard, and also to be thankful to God that whatever questions and answers that He has given us are absolutely essential for our guidance. And if He has not chosen to reveal the answer of certain questions, then of course the only way that we can know those answers is then when inshallah, and sometime when we'll meet him on the Day of Judgment, that we can ask this question to him and receive an answer. Prior to that, we have no means, and the correct attitude, as I said earlier, would be to remain silent and to submit to the Almighty in this regard. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.